זה הלוכה, זה משנה סוכן, ואני זכיר בדיקה סחומץ. תקונה דרבונן, זכיר בדיקה סחומץ. משנה סז, כל מוקרים שמכניסים בי חומץ, צורך בדיקה. Every place that you put in חומץ, needs a בדיקה from חומץ. כל מוקרים שמכניסים בי חומץ, צורך בדיקה. What is considered mokim shemachnisim by chometz? So the Mishnah gives us an example that we will know what is the pshat. Mokim shemachnisim by chometz tzorich bdike. So that we'll have a musak. The Gemara says the Moshul, if you have a maltef, storage plates, and you have the bottles of wine, so it's considered mokim shemachnisim by chometz. Because sometimes in the middle of the meal you go down to pick a bottle of wine, and there's a chavias, it's a bit different. You have a sandwich in your hand, and you leave down the sandwich, and you take the bottle, you take the wine, and you forget the sandwich there. This is considered mokim shemachnisim b'chometz. So places that you're going doing the meal there with a sandwich, it could be you put down the sandwich, it's already considered mokim shemachnisim b'chometz. The marshal in the normal dining room, you have bochim for Purim, but there are every place in the dining room. Every time after Purim, the third shelf on top, I find sandwiches, yeah? Cookies and cupcakes and Pesach, yeah? So I mean, the ghetto from mokim shemachnisim b'chometz is not the pshat dafka place that is full with chametz. Lav davka a place that is full with chametz. It's a place that the shamash sometimes will put down chametz. It's also mokim shemachnisim b'chametz. So it could be even some closets that normally you'll take dishes, cups from during the meal. Could be also mokim shemachnisim b'chametz. You have to know. It could be in that day the shamash, when he takes the wine from the barrel of the wine, he has to put down his hands. So he has to put down a sandwich. I don't know if every place. Chazal were mitaken that the kaschomes has to be la'ir haner. So l'chure, in our houses, if you want to make a kaschomes la'ir haner, it will take around 30 days. You start to look in the house, kaschomes la'ir haner. It'll take 30 days. So how you do bdikas chometz today? So the name of taka is people that the taka do 30 days. Every day they check, they clean, and when they finish the clean that night, they go with a candle and they check. The pakas they do by day, lo irachamo, the jewels. This is one mahalach. Again, we speak of people that keep mitzvahs, yeah? Not people that say, okay, it says because chometz is not the gap as man as it. It's not as a chometz, no, a good child, a good amount of people that think like that, yeah? But that's Yireim v'ksherim that we do every Mishnah. We don't eat basar b'cholov. We keep most of the Rabbonans, yeah? I mean, even chicken we don't eat with cholov like the Rabbonan. And we want to keep Chazal says, a chiyuv to check the whole house, lo iraner. No shortcuts, yeah? So what is the pshat? That's it. So there are kvutze of choshev yidden, that is what they do. Another group wanted me yashiv, that the pshat is as it. We clean so stark today, so it becomes mokim she'ein machnisim b'chometz. We clean the house so good today, so it's a mokim she'ein machnisim b'chometz. The people that tiny like that, I heard once a shir from a choshev rav, and they want to bring a raya from a sharatzir. Sharatzir and tzimen tof lamed beis sifkot miyud gimel. We'll get it bezus Hashem. He says that today is a mocker to put the asor ptitim. So some people hide like 10 ptitim, 10 pieces of bread for the lev dikas chometz. So why? Because today they clean the house so good. So it could be me ikar adin you have to do it. It's not stam a minik. It's So they say, what do you mean? You clean so good. So the whole house is mokim shei machnisim chametz. So you don't need a bigas chametz. You need a petitim. We'll get back soon to the halacha of the petitim. But we'll see later. Maybe it's a different pshat in the Mishnah Berurah.
Now comes the mokim
shei machnisim chametz. Because of petitim. Say, enachanami. So this is the Mishnah Berurah. So, but only that places you have to check. When you find the 10 places, it becomes ice. So again, Bnei Brak, some people check for a month. The other people claim the house is so clean, so there's no point to check. I thought I heard from a Chasher Rav such a shit. No, no. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said this. He says like this. First, he has a raya that this shtick of Teira is wrong. That the house is so clean that you don't have to check because already becomes mokum shem machnisim. The Gemara says bodak loy bodak loy ramer. He didn't check with loy ramer. He checked without loy ramer. Tzorich lachzu velivdek loy ramer. For Yom Shemazam, why? Well, after you check, the house is clean already. So why is the chiv not to check loy ramer? The tell us if it's chal din mokum shem machnisim bechometz, so it's not niftor only with a din bdik. Doesn't it's not nifter with a sponge. So yeah, so you have to go around the house and check every tile. But the Welt is doiche. The Welt says, even though Mishnah Zalman is right that the mokum shemachnisim bechometz doesn't, the halacha doesn't change even if you clean it. Lat lo iraner. You have to make a bdikah lo iraner. But he says like this: you have a table. You wash them 100 times with water. Wiped them and scrubbed them and washed them across. You know, so now I have to go with a candle to start to look at the table. It's sugar. You know, it's clean. The day people come, they wash the floors, you know. What is the check? They scrub the chairs already. So I'm saying, said no, he's not mekabel, the mahalach. So Shem Zaman says like this: you clean the house for Pesach. Then I'm telling you, this is halacha, you have to know. Because if not, learn because chometz, most people feel that they don't know what they're doing. Either it's a joke, or they're doing nothing. Everyone goes around after 5-10 minutes, late, and finish, yeah? And if you feel you manage to schlep in your house like another 2 minutes to make you have some dicker, you know, your father gets annoyed, and it's over, yeah? So you have to know, what you're doing. I remember I was going to shoot, I didn't stop to ask him, I want to tell me exactly what to do. I said, tell me what to do. You tell me a month, I will do it in a month. Well, I told him because he has to let me from Purim not to come to Yeshiva. So, Shazam Erbach said in the end, I'll tell you exactly that Gedolah. So, you clean the house, and the night of Bdikas Chometz, you go with the candle and you check that the house was cleaned. He says, it takes around a half an hour. It's a safer, a kid's book. Ma'ira Godel. It's a book that came out from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and printed it in the Mechaber from the Zosteri. The guy's name, he also has an Dalazminium and nice pictures. And what's his name?
Stern,
yeah. So he was Mechaber. There's a picture there of Shlomo Zalman standing in front of a closet, a little big as Chometz. The closet is open, everything is folded. He stands with a candle, looks into the closet, and closes the closet. So what he checked, he didn't check for chometz. He checked that his wife went through the closet. And this is what I go with my wife. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like this, we go around every place you did. And we have the candle. If we come to a Knesha, she didn't. We check with the candle. Like this, we go around, it takes around half an hour. He has a raya, Reb Shlomo Zalman, that the Gemara says, why you don't check chometz in the 6th hour? If it's only from chatzos. So why don't check chometz in the 6th hour? Believe the b'shis. For Yom Shemazam and Oymach, what do you mean? Everyone had small houses or more? People had big houses. See what they dig, they find the big houses. So why Chazal made Leil Arbaa, so at least you'll have 12 hours to check. And the Gemara wanted that Gans Klal Yisrael will start to check a half an hour before Chatzos. If it takes more than a half an hour, how the Gemara says, start to check and say.
Yeah,
what?
People who have big houses have a lot of them.
So now we're going with the Mahalach of the Rebbe of Shlomo Zalman, that is the way to B'dikas Chometz. On them I don't see a Mahalach. On them it's Mamash Narshe, what is going on. Now, okay, Lama Zogan already do of Shlomo Zalman. So Erev Pesach you check the whole house. In a lot of places you leave like one corner where you eat the Chometz. In the bigger houses they do like in the front of the porch, like in front of the house there. Something like a little room they eat. Now the shadow one happens in the morning after, you know, the gets chametz, you clean the room, you take sucks vacuum, that's it, sucks all the crumbs, yeah, and you clean the room. The shadow is for Yom Shem Azam, you have to do b'dikalei ranel. That room you didn't do b'dikalei ranel. Person thinks it's a ganz room. The whole house is checked loyer on there. A little room, he didn't check loyer on there. What do you think? I checked the whole house? What if you only own such a little house? So what do you say? You don't have to do it? Yeah, Chazal said, Kol mokim shemachnisim by chometz. Kol. My rabbi is kol. So what do you do? Zogim shemazam nazeh. He has a guy. Says, as a halacha, we said you have to check even closets that the shamish goes down to bring wine in the middle of the night. Very shvach etzad. But the tenets is, when you're in Pesachim, as Hashem next man, b'dikas chometz ala sofek niskeno. Chazal, the takon, you don't say sovi the rabbon lekule, because b'dikas chometz ala sofek niskeno. For him, Hashem is amen, it's a midrash tovi for ikdikash, the Mishnah daftes tez in Shabbos, and Pesachim, and choyshishim shem magir rochuldo mimokim lemokim. The Gemara says, but if you saw a chulda, v'neichu shema achalte, maybe she ate it. Zokta hazeh. So the Gemara says, a kasher, you don't have to choshesh, shema giro chulda, memokim lemokim, that the cat took the chometz from one place to the other place, because even if she took it, maybe she ate it. Frank the Mikdash Dovi, but it's a maybe. Maybe she didn't not eat it. Maybe it's there yet. And you tell me that you make b'dikas chometz ala sofek. Zogim shem azaman azay yisoy. Mokim shemachmissim by chometz, dainu mokim that is mesupik that maybe chometz is there, you mechuyah b'dike la'oir aner. Even that it's a sofek. After you already made a b'dike. Now maybe girochuldo. Stop, maybe it's chometz. Maybe it's chometz, you don't have to have b'dike la'oir aner. It's enough to take rid of the suffix. Rav Shmuel Zalman says like this: take a candle, little b'dikas chometz, clean that little porch also, vacuum it. Then all the chometz will be in the bag. Then after b'dikas chometz, everyone could eat there again. Then it's enough to sweep or to vacuum, and you don't have to check again l'oraner, because you were yoytze and the din b'dikas l'oraner nahaynu. The din l'arboso is mechayev b'dika l'oraner. After you mechayev on every place in the house b'dika l'oraner, then it's enough to clean that place. Lemaise. So'or l'arboso b'dikim es ha'chometz l'oraner. We said, we check that it's clean. It's also good. Now, why l'oraner? Frank the Gemara, why l'oraner? Velivnik b'yemome, zog di gemore, shrage b'tiaro, maya hanilo. Three pshotim. Whether they will not feel the oir aner, or the day makes the candle to light a little bit weaker. Understand, it's a droshe, why you check with the candle? Ner Hashem nishma sodom, choyf v'sichat v'botem. So it's mashma that is man b'dike, is man that needs a ner. So again, if in the first pshat, the day is bad for the nail. For the second pshat, not that the day is bad for the nail, but it's mashma in the posuk that the b'dikah is bezman that you need a nail. So b'meir it's mistome b'layla. Again, the Gemara said, check by day, and she had two terutzim. Trage b'shrage b'tiyah remayani. Either by day it doesn't light so good, or it's not nikir that it's the oir aner, or Stam, weil es says ner, ner, bedarach klar, but I know, this means that we don't do it by day. The shayla is like this. I know this shayla, everyone here thinks that he knows the answer, and no one knows, and I'll explain to you why. You have to shut the light when you check chometz or not. You don't check by day. Shayla b'tiyaro. You have to close the fluorescent. You have to close it or not. So when he asks this question, 50% every time tell you for sure not, 50% say for sure yes. Now I'll tell you why. Because everyone was only in his own house with biggest chometz. So this is what everyone thinks, man. For sure, who closes? Like, I never heard that some people leave it on. I don't know no one that leaves it on. I saw that people close. But my father would close and I close. Came to my shver, I thought it was a shake it. I couldn't hop. I started to shut the candles and people didn't know what I want. I said, Gemara, Shraga B'tiyaro my Anila. There's one pshat that the light, Rashi says, you can't be nikr b'kidr. So l'maisa, l'aloha l'maisa. What is it l'aloha l'maisa? Roiv g'doy l'Yisrael, chutz my father, but Roiv g'doy l'Yisrael, it's a couple more also, but Roiv g'doy l'Yisrael, don't close the light. So the Zaman says, leave the light on, then you will find the chomet. So no, if you close the light, you for sure will not find it.
You can find the cracks.
You have to turn on the light though?
What? No, Chazal said the candles are off. Chazal said the candles are off. You shut or not?
Shut.
You shut?
Shut.
There are two people that do it. Say it.
If the light's on, you would see through the cracks with the candle?
Again, no. So, Shemazama said, you're allowed to have it out. Not only that, there's a new agoda that came out of Shemazama Noyobach. It says that once in the middle of Digas Chometz, the light went off. It burned, the bulb. And he stopped and he said to change it. He says, not a hefsek, it's a tzeir. Could be a hole that the bulb is also fire, basically. So, we'll go back. So I'm saying, everyone has a mocker, everyone has a minig. I'm saying again, my minig is the maise that I close. What I do is sometimes when I find places I'm not so sure, I put on the light and I check and then I close and I check again. So the Yotze, I'm saying, I grew up in my house that we shut, but I know that Roiv G'day L'Yisrael, I think maybe Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky also closed. I thought I had myself the list here, the names. I want to make a check. I have the G'day, I'll the G'day my goddess. In the beginning it says, close the light, didn't close the light, close the light. It's in the first page, they have all different halachas. But the ones that they shut the light, it says claw. But the ones that didn't shut, sometimes it doesn't say. What you look for? What you look for? For a load of bread, for a roll, for a pretzel, for a crumb. What, again, chiyuv de rabbanon. I'm speaking about not the people that doesn't make a difference that was on the floor. These people don't have to learn aloha, yeah? It's a din de rabbanon, it's a aloha that nishkecho. It's a shrekelich hazach, but this halacha that is a chiyuv berabon in the whole masech of Digas Chometz, it became like a 20 minutes show and people don't check for Chometz. What you check for? Now, the Gemara says in Pesachim Davov, Pirurim batli me'aleya. Pirurim abotel. It's a yush, hefker, meisach nish, aber Pirurim batli me'aleya. Pirurim batli me'aleya. Now, the shayla is okay, for sure it's abotel. But even chomets that you mevatel, you're not allowed to leave in your house. So if the reason you're not allowed to leave in the house because shemo lebit lo yofe, so in Perurim it's not shaykh. But if it's the gzeira shemo yofe leochle, so could be it's shaykh, even bepoches mikazayis. The Mishnebura brings down a machlekes if you're allowed to leave in your house a chotze kazayis chomets or not. He says lemaisa not to leave it. If it's dirty, he says you're allowed to leave it. So you have to check for crumbs and you don't have to check for crumbs. The Ritva and the Maharam Chalav and Psochim Davov say that you don't have to check for pirurim. But they bring down Yesh min hagdoilim sheyoyrdim umenakim hakarka umevim atarnegoilim sheyoichlu hapirurim. Even at Meikar Adin you don't have to check for crumbs. but they bring down that it was Gdolim that did check for corrupts. And the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so clear if you have to check for corrupts or not. We'll try to bring a Raya in a second. And the Meister Rav from the Goen, and Ois Kuf Ein Ches, says like this, Hagro Bodak Asforim Shenishtamesh Boem Be'isa Seuda. The Goen will check the Sforim. Stop, people have a mistake. This is not called checking the Sforim, this is called begging Sforim. Checking Sforim means page by page and to blow the crumbs. This is very good for dust or for people that in Purim, the Bachim put on the pretzels and the Sforim. So when you do like this, it falls off. But Shaychus the Bodak is a Sforim. I checked already a couple of times, I put crumbs inside and I did like this, the crumbs never came out. Maybe if you put them not so deep, but if you put them from the half in, and the other time when you eat, the crumbs that get stuck are more in the crack, that even when you try to blow very strong, sometimes they don't go off. So now, Pashas, it means that he checked the Sforim that he used, Bishas, Shenishtamesh Boem Be'esa, again, the Shaila is like this, Hagro Bodak Asforim Shenishtamesh Boem Be'esa Seuda. What Sforim they go and check? Pashas means the Sforim that he was learning Bishas that he ate. You could have learned different. Sforim that he was planning to use Pesach on the table. Hagro Bodak Sforim Shenishtamesh Boem Bishas Asuda. We will go divide the first Malach of the Pshat Degoy. That he checks Sforim that he was used to eating with them. Or Hashulchan also says, Tzorich Livdek Sforim Shemishtamesh Boem Beis Asud. And as I said, the Chazanish. Even that Perurim Batli Me'aleim that you have to check. The Chayodim also brings down Shema Sheboitkim Bachorim Vebasdokim Af Shepirurim Batli Me'aleim Mikshash Shemo Yovo Ilohochle Alken Tzorich Livdek Afilu Bekolshu Chayodim Tumchshu Ve'achroinim Chofetz Chaim has a Sefer Machne Yisroel. The Sefer Machne Yisroel was made for soldiers that were away from home. It was very hard for them to keep chumras. He made a sefer just to keep the aloches. And he says, Tzorich livdek zafilu apirurim. So the soldiers, it made for the soldiers that were grabbed in Russia there, were chapped. So they need to know the base. So the base is to check even crumbs. That's what the Chofetz Chaim felt to tell them. This is the alevet, you know, alevet, the very mapshutim that every yid has to know is to check crumbs for purim. Also Zaraya from the Choyki Yanka. It's a halacha that you have to check your pockets for Pesach. Even pockets that you know that you didn't put chametz inside. So, you know, also a halacha that slowly stopped to be kept. Especially in the shirts, people feel after the dry clean, if you check the shirts, you're supposed to make it creasy as that. So you check it before, but you have to check it. MLSF. You have to check it. But then the police came, why you have to check it? But you didn't put chametz inside. So Mishabur says sometimes people put a cookie inside without realizing. Chaki Yankov says no, even if not. But sometimes you have some crumbs on your finger and you put them in to take a tissue and the crumb stays. So you have a crumb in your pocket. You're eating, you had a crumb, you hadn't needed a tissue. You put it inside, the crumb stayed, the tissue came out. What? No, the Mishabur is not choshish that the crumb that got stuck in the finger got stuck inside when you took the tissue.
Even if you dry cleaned it.
What happened when it happened when you dry cleaned it? What? Dry. What?
It's a solution that's not made out of water.
Something happens with those, right?
Is it in a pocket?
It's chemicals.
I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't know. It's garbage. I once took, you know, chametz and I put in it all different things, yeah? And I put it, I came in Pesach, I saw all the birds are eating it. Every Pesach, I see it.
The reason you have to change is Hashem Yechlenu?
Yeah.
The things in your pocket.
Again, you put your hand inside. Yeah, put it inside. We're going to go on. This is mitzad echad. Le'umas dem, Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach says you don't have to check for crumbs. Kol gdei l'Yisrael mitzad echad, Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach mitzad sheni, you don't have to check for crumbs. And he brings the Raya from Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to check belul shel tarnegolim, where the chickens are, because even if chametz is left there, it's only crumbs. some people say maybe that crumbs is noch shashem yovel ochle. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul from the Sfardim also says you don't have to check. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says you only have to check for big crumbs like pretzel, he writes. In the Tshuva it's written Pei Reish Tzadik Lamed Kegoin pretzel. So then if it's no kezayis he will come to eat it. I remember my shver, Rabbi Avram Guritz told me he was a bocher 18 years old, he came to Eretz Yisrael. He was living by the Buskerov. Belly was saying the shir and everything. But because Chometz, he was he was choose to be from the island that checked with the Rav the Chometz. He was an English guy. So the island decided to make chayzik of him. So someone told him that the Buskerov is very makpid. In between the tiles, you see there's a line. Dear the Buskerov is beaker checks. Dear, you know, if you want to make the Buskerov happy, dear is the place. So the bracha finished, you know, the Buskerov made the bracha. He ran to the tiles, to in between the cracks. The Buskerov started to yell, shy of him. Was suchst du dort? A Gluskenor? What are you looking, a nice piece of bread? What are you trying to find in between the cracks of the tiles? Yeah, but I don't know if it means that the Buskerov didn't look for no crumbs. At least he didn't hold that you have to check in between the lines of the tiles if something is stuck there. But you know, the guy is told him that the Buskerov is beikir. The ikir is these lines, you know. So this is what he told the Buskerov. Was suchst du? Gluske, neue suchst du? Now, even if you say Michal of Shlomazam and Oyerbach not to check this for him, I want to go very mesudor la'aloche. A lot of people are soymech not to check sfarim. I know a lot of people I see are soymech not to check sfarim. Al deli Yisroel b'tzad echol, but they want to be soymech Reb Shemazal. But I'm telling you, aloch ele maise, not to bring the sfarim to the table. Because dear Beetz, what can happen is you open the sefer and a crumb could fall into the matzah. So even if you're not makpid and shruya, but this is chometz mamish into the soup. So a crumb falls into the soup, and you could learn taka that this is the pshat in the goyim. Not that he was choishes to crumbs taka, but and I'm saying this is metzius, not to bring sforim on the table that you didn't check, not to bring him for Pesach to the table. Now in Bnei Brak, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the marshal, if you go to visit him, not only that he checks sforim. The one that he doesn't check, not only that he sells it to a guy, he makes a mechitza. And I will explain like this. The halacha is that you're allowed to sell chometz to a guy. Right? Mechitzas chometz. We don't sell. Our meaning is chometz yodua, we don't sell. If I have a load of bread, I don't sell it to a guy. But chometz she'en yodua, we sell. So be'etzem, you could sell the chometz that in the sforim. Now, the halacha is, what would be if a person has a factory of chometz, fesne cake, and he wants to sell it to a guy? It's like the Gemara in Psochim, it's not enough to sell it to a guy. You have to make a mechitza. Oysele mechitza asorah. If you have chometz and you want to sell it to a guy, you do a mechitza asorah. Why? Gzeir Hashem yovi le'ochle. The Chazanish was mechadesh that the mechitza is not only for chometz, like a piece of cake. Even if you have crumbs and you want to sell the crumbs to a guy, you have to do a mechitza. More from that brings down the chiddushim of biurim b'shem the Chazanish. Even if you have a suffix crumb, you have to make a mechitza. This is the reason. If you go to Reb Chaim Kanievsky's house in Sukkos and Pesach, you'll see all the sforim have plastic in front of them. It's sold to a guy. He sells all the sforim to a guy. You can't check page by page. He has a special shafa, a special closet with a post sforim that he uses for Pesach. Everything else, and so there's also people in Yerushalayim that marked it in it. They put plastic on the sforim. Yeah. What? You take plastic, a hot pan tablecloth, and you scotch the pit on the closet. Because the guy doesn't, first, even if it's a real chometz, a mechitza that's seen through is okay. But here he sees the sefer, he doesn't see the chametz. The mechitza stops him to come to the chametz. I'm saying, this is really chidushi. So I'll say like this, it's three madregas be'holche beis ha-medrash. Some people don't check for crumbs. Makes it much easier. The people that check for crumbs and also check and swallow for crumbs, so if they could check every page is good. If not, they sell it to a guy. They sell it to a guy. And again, then like a tchili you don't use them, but like, you know, like when you sell the guy, you steal a little bit. But you sell them, sell it to a guy. The machmirim is, they sell to a guy with a mechitza. With a mechitza. Now, bochim that leave yeshiva, they leave early. Early, I mean after Rosh Chodesh, but I mean early before Erev Pesach. Any bochim that leaves ready from now on after Purim is chayev bebdikas chometz. Nothing will pater from bedikas chometz. Same thing, you like to go back. So now, but we'll see what it be in yeshiva, the yeshiva dorm, the dira. These halachas are very, very hard, especially to the bachim that leave a little bit early, and then they can't even check because all the other guys are eating chametz yet. So it's not so clear what is going on. What they will check, the whole place is chametz. You chose the last guy. The last guy at the end, you know. I get all the shadows. Middle Pesach. Oh, you know, I remember I have chametz in my deer. What to do? Then you have the shadows. You come back. Oh, we came back. The fridge was full. What to do? Yeah. But man, I'll tell you, because of that, a big eight is time. Before I forget, every bocher to say called chamira bechamira. Don't trust your father. Remember this. It's a mistake. I try to teach my kids already to do it before Bar Mitzvah already. You never know. You have chametz in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't belong to your father. You give some Mocha Shulchan Aruch, you have all the sugars, but the Maaseh, you don't give your Matzias to your father, you give it to yourself. Yeah? So you own chametz. You own chametz. And you didn't say Kol Chamira, you Chayev Isur Balirol Balimotz. Terrible zach. Bochim don't realize. They come home, the father says Musach, they stand there, it's a gomish for them, and they have chametz, and it's Yisrael. So I'm saying, before I forget, every bocher to remember to say, Kol chamira v'chamira v'gibashusi, chazisi, v'loi chazisi, v'b'alte, v'loi b'alte, v'botel v'lehefke, v'botel v'lehefke, k'afra de'are. What does that mean? V'mechavet ha-moitzi, and I'm glad I'm not so sure it helps Shemei HaKohen because Iker Bittul in the Lev, the Ran, I don't know if it's glad I'm Muslim Shemei HaKohen and Kol Chamira B'Chamira. Shlichus doesn't help in Hefker. But we'll get to it lat lat. Lama Zagar Bacher has chometz. He owns a deer on his own. You know, we'll take it in Geman. Owns a deer. Make it much easier. Then we'll speak about the partners and the deer. The Yigman lives in Yerushalayim, is going back to Denver for Pesach. They're like, without the Pesach. Now he's leaving Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Zog the Mishneh Berurah. What would be if a person has, so what is the Eitzah? To check. You know, he doesn't want to check, yeah? He's checking, could stay here already. So what he does? He sells it to a guy. Zog the Mishneh Berurah like this. What if a person is standing Yud Gimel Nisan and he has a house full with chametz and he wants to sell it to a guy? Zog the Mishneh Berurah, don't sell it in the normal Mechiras Chometz. Why? Because if you sell it in the normal Mechiras Chometz, when the Mechiras Chometz is chal, an hour before Pesach. But the night already, Lel B'dikas Chometz, you chaye b'dikas. You could say, I'm not chayev, because I know that when the time will come, I will not have it. I already gave it to the Rav to sell it, that it will be chal an hour before Pesach. So I know that I'm not having that chametz. Well, I'm going to look for chametz that I know that is going to run away. But b'tzad shein is on the Mishnah Berurah. No, b'shas yudalad you have chametz. If you have yudalad chametz, you mechuyah b'bdikah. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. So again, is poiskim that hold that I don't have to check? Val I know, and this is the Marshal Angel of Burma, the big bakery, is this time I had that shittas. Yeah, they know that they're going to sell it an hour before Pesach. They can check. They check Angel Bakery. Same thing, Nechama, it's done. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. Well, what is the eitzah for us to sell it b'mechiras? It's called in the Yeshivish and Nusach Mechiras Yud Gimel. The Chometz is belong to the Goy an hour before Lel Yudalit. So Mechiras Yud Gimel you do like this. You sell it to the Goy an hour before Yudalit. You sell him the Chometz and you rent him out the place that the Chometz is. And B'meile, you're not Chai B'Bdike in this Chometz. So this is the eitzah, what we do, what is called Mechiras Yud Gimel. Most of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael know about it. Also a lot of the Rabbanim in America know about it. Now the Shaila is where to do it. The best thing is to do it in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Not only to Lefanes Ani Eretz Yisrael, yeah, to sell by the Rabbanim here. But if you sell it in Americanish Rav, what happens? He will sell it an hour before Yud Gimel in America. And Eretz Yisrael already, it will be already after Lel B'dikas Chometz. So could be it already Chal Chiyu B'dikas, you have to take a plane to go back to check. I think Ad Choymesh of your money, you have to be Moiti for Kiva Mitzvah the Rabbanon. Again, B'dievet, Bochum call up, I let him to stay. Same Mechal HaMishnebuah from Yudalit. Say it's different eights, it's what to do. There's one thing I'm talking about, I say no. I get every year like 20 phone calls. Please, Dad, you can make me a favor just to go to check my deer. I say no. I'm telling you, it's one favor that I say no. But Mishumpani Vaifan, the ticket to come back. So, and that's it. So, a lot of people hold that doesn't make a difference. Value in America, so this man of the Dika is Chal, if you're the American, you should watch. And Val the Mechiras Yud Gimel was Chal there, so it's enough. But it's much better to make a Mechiras Yud Gimel and Eretz Yisrael if you're going to America. And the opposite if you're coming to Eretz Yisrael. For the Mechiras Yud Gimel. Because if you're coming to Eretz Yisrael, you make a Mechiras Yud Gimel in America, but you're ready in Eretz Yisrael, it could be Chayv of Dikah. Could be not, because it's totally like the Malkim of the Chometz. Mechiras Yudalit for sure is better to do in Eretz Yisrael, because if you do Mechiras Yudalit by the Rav in America, it could be Yoiva Bali Roy Bali Motze. Why? Because the Rav sells it for an hour before Pesach in America. And Eretz Yisrael already is Pesach. The Chometz is in a place that Yoiva Bali Roy Bali Motze. The Gavre is not in a place. It's a big shot in the Oileg Yontef. If the Chometz is in one country and you're in the other country, lefi when you're ever bali roi bali motze. Lefi the place of the Chometz or the place of the person. But the Mishnah Berurah says that this is also not so lekatchila to make a Mechiras Yud Gimel. Because ata mafkia me'atzmecho mitzvahs b'dikas Chometz. So the Mishnah Berurah says such a eitze. Again, we're speaking of this young man, he's going to Denver for Pesach, and he's making a Mechiras Yud Gimel because he doesn't want to check his house. Mechiras Yudalit, he knows, Belel Yudalit of Bichayim. So he does Mechiras Yud Gimel. So the Mishnah Berurah, but he's mafkia the mitzvahs b'dike. Zog the Mishnah Berurah to leave, what petitim is in Denver?
In America.
Baba. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, the Pashta Eitze is to leave a Dalin Amis, one area in the house, but before he leaves, that area he doesn't sell to a guy, and before he leaves, he will check there with the bracha. So he was not mafkia from himself the mitzvah. Or, there's another eitzah. Before he, when he comes to America, by his in-laws, or by his parents, to rent out from your in-laws or your parents one of the rooms, that you'll be the owner of that room, and Lel B'dikas Chometz, you'll make a B'dikah in that room. For sure, it's not so simple that you chayev bedikah in that room, because maybe it's not your chometz, but pashtus, chay gavna, you chayev bedikah. Well, if you have your own chometz. Oh. So the Olam asked the Shaila, what would be if you have a car? You have a car. So the chula, you yoytza bedikah in your car. I don't have it so close. But every person also has pockets. Why the Mishnah Berurah says you must care for yourself, Bdika? Who you have pockets? So I don't know what is the getter of the car exactly. So again, either you leave yourself down the avenue near the door, and when you leave, you check there, or not. Now, Bochim have to know that they have the same chiyuv. Now, the shaila is a really a very big shaila that just doesn't have a clear answer. We'll start with the diras. Six bochim shira dira together. Two are leaving tomorrow. Two are leaving in 2 days. One is leaving in 1 day. How you do b'dikas chametz? So your own bed, you could do. But the kitchen, you can't do yet. And you mechuyev. So the only eitzah is, or all of them together decide that they're doing a mechiras yud gimel. And I say alimol to get shlichas from all of the guys. Because this banner doesn't work. And then elechinami, you'll be potter from a bdika. Or you have to be sure that the last guy will clean it.
One guy signs the contract.
One guy signs the contract. It's not so possible if he has the right to rent it out or not. One guy signs the contract. But then when it comes to the integras, he's only the achroi, he's not the gabe, he is achroi. Tonight I had three vikuchim. If the guy that signed the contract could throw out a guy or not, they told him, no, you only signed the contract, but you can't throw us out. You can't decide who's in the rubens. So it comes to Pesach, he could sell the chometz. He could rent out the apartment. But he wants to kick that guy that doesn't get up to shachis anymore from the deer. Teach him all the other not from guys. Tell him that the guy has a right to stay in the deer. So you can't. You have to decide, and I'm saying, I'm not so partial that the guy that signs the contract in yeshiva is really considered mamish a real owner. And again, while we want to be handling now a din de rabbonon, there's another eitzah that, again, I tell us a bochim to do. I'm not saying it's the best, but sometimes it's the best. A bochim that doesn't know how to do mechiras chometz and is a little bit nebach and bizinyonim, to sell the chometz to his father. So he's makna all of his chometz to his father, and then the father could sell it to a rav. Or maybe he could make his father a shliach to sell his chometz. Yeah, for sure.
Why don't you go to
the
rav yourself?
I said some guys don't know how to go to the rav. Now, you have to know, Lemaise, it's again kidai to get permission from all of the roommates. Rahoyo you didn't get, it's kidai you tell the Rav that you're going, I have a deer in Eretz Yisrael, I shared it with six guys, we didn't check it to Pesach, I can't get hold of my friends, Rav, Rabbi, I'm here, I'm trying to rent out and to sell my part of the deer, so the manavshach, my chelik is given over to a guy. On paper, lechule, it could work. The reason I'm saying it's, and sometimes we tell the people to do with the Evid, it's not the best thing, because I'm not so sure that if you want to rent out your apartment to a guy, and your roommates will not want, I'm not so sure if you could do it. I'm not so sure if this contract could really given over. Like you said before, it's an in charge guy that gives you permission, but he doesn't let you to change roommates. So you rent out from him, but it's not really negotiation that you could give it to someone else. The person that I'm matil taine that bichlal, every time when you rent an apartment you can't bring Arabs in. But the pshat is that umdana for the mitzvah is masking. So I'm saying again, it's kedai if you didn't organize that all the deer together made a mechiras chametz.
Is there a chilek of a dorm?
Yeah, for sure. Now the dorm in yeshiva is a big argument. Who owns the dorm? Shiva, Mashgiach, the Bacher. Who owns the dorm? No, no. Again, here's our halacha. Here's our halacha, the Kishayla. Who has to check? So, Lemaise, the yeshiva is accepted that the hallways for sure belong to the yeshiva. And Lemoshal, I don't know how it's divided here in the mirror, and Kol Toyot was not like that. The boys in the dorm had to check the hallways of the dorm. The Beis Medrash dining room, then the yeshiva checked. But the hallways in the dorms, it's a big shilet. Again, the problem is, what happens if you fafrumt bacher, you don't trust the rumors, the workers of yeshiva to clean the door. And lela, because chametz comes, what you will do? So I'm saying, your room, you have to check. So yeshiva said, hold it, you have to check your room. You have to check your room. Again, it could be with the evidence, you could sell your chaylik. So yeshiva doesn't like it, if you sell your chaylik in the door. Yet, if you left yeshiva already, so me'iker hadin, you're not potter from bedikah. If the person, if you rent out an apartment to someone, and you know that the renter is not going to check it, it's not so posh that it tatters you. Why I'm saying it? So I'm saying, legabi the dorm, like a tchila to check, and if not, to sell you chametz. To sell you chametz. The problem is alamol. I'm not going to say now the answer exactly. A lot of bachim are coming to ask the shaila. They don't want to check the deer, but okay, they know the halacha. They have to. They have to sell it. They don't have a koyach to do that. The baladira wants to use the apartment for Pesach. You will even take off $5 because of that. Now lemaise, this is a half a tzor. He wants to use it the week before Pesach to eat chametz here. But his family. So you know that the Maise, so if you know that he will clean later, the problem is what happens, you know him. You come back, I had a story about him, he promised to clean, they came back with pieces of bread in the deer. Again, if you make a mechira, it's a mechira, that it's deer. You rent out the place to a guy. But if not, and you trust someone else, the halacha is, maskir v'seicha, we'll see the sugya from Pesachim Daf Dalet, if the maskir doesn't check, if the seicha doesn't check, if you're not a rishonim, the other person has to check. So it's not so pusher to say that you're giving it out to someone else and it's his problem. It's not so pusher. I'm saying again, I can't say klolim burim of them, and then you have to really mevarazayn, we'll go weiter. It's a minig of Klal Yisrael to leave a sor optiti, to leave 10 pieces of bread. Why? The Maharam Chalave says, because the mitzvah, I'm sorry, I'm mazal myself more. It's a minig to put a sor optiti. Why it's only a minig? Why it's not a chiyuv gom? Zog the Maharam Chalave. The mitzvah is to check. Even if you don't find, it's not a bracha levatole. Asher kishon mitzvah yisra v'tzivonu ala b'dike, not ala metziah. So even if I didn't find, I didn't do a yisra. Even if I didn't find, I didn't do a yisra. The Goyen says a different reason. The mitzvah is to find. He says I can make a mapil. You didn't fall asleep, it's not a bracha levatole, but you tried to sleep. So here also it's okay. The Taz says, because Ikar HaBrocha Al HaSreif, May the Brocha Asher Kishon Mitzvah Tzivonu Al Biru Chometz. The Brocha is on the Sreif of tomorrow. The Mishtabur says, Bezman Hazeh Shemenakim HaBayis Heitev Ula Yesh Lezeh Mokr Meikar Adin. Why? So we're going to read all the three reasons. The Fidei Gro, you write that it's like a mapil, but a person that knows that he never falls asleep cannot say a mapil. So the house is so clean, you know you will not find. Lefit Maram Chalave. Again, could be, it means that it's Mokim Shem Machnisim Bechomets. Lefit the Taz. So you have to find something to burn. Mikol Mokim is a minik to put a soul of Titim. It's a minik Kodesh. Again, here everyone will say different. Who puts it? Who puts the tempted? The father, the kids look for it, or the kids for the father? The right finger is the kiss for the father. But it's good to make a list that you that not get lost. Now, is the meaning of Klal Yisrael to burn chometz erev Pesach? Why is such a meaning? The pashut is to be yotzei shitas Rav Yehuda the ein bir chometz ever b'sreifah. Even there is no chiyuv, if you don't have chometz, you're not mechuyuv to do it. Most Klal Yisrael are makbid. I think I see most Klal Yisrael are makbid to do sreifas chometz. Right? You mark me to do Sreifas Chometz? You think that you are. What? Mark me or not?
To learn kids to do it.
Ah, you never did it. So he never did he never was Mekayim the Mitzvah. He gave it to little kids. We learned the Sugya, Ein Shlichus Lekotten. So here we have a person that was never Mekayim the Mitzvah.
13 is little.
Okay, well. He was never Mekayim the Mitzvah of the meaning of Dikta Sreifas Chometz, right? He gives it to the little kids. Their little kids take over all the fires. Yeah, I mamas chase the kids away from the fires. One of the big mitzvahs I do. I'm very busy. Everybody comes over to me. I'm makpid no kids. I'm doing shlichus mezake, and I do the shlichus. Not only that, when I was a kid, this is our minig, my house. Was such a choshev minig. So how it goes? If you marry, the minig starts, or when you're single also? How does minig goes? Nagu and nesuim, so when we were kids, everyone, my father was mezakeh them and kezayis, and he put it into the fire. Because everyone wants to make the minig, no? It doesn't start from marriage. I remember I went to my father and I asked him to be mezakeh. He told me, take the whole chometz, do it yourself. I told him, I don't want to machshir you, not to make the minig.
That's something you have your own place, though.
Well, who is the minig? Who has this minig? Yes or no? If we machshir the minig, everyone has to do it.
The
bedika is no chiyuv. No, bedika is if you have chometz. Aber sreifas chometz. There's a minute to make a sreifas chometz.
Let's go buy.
What? Yeah. Sure. The minute of people is to buy it. They don't have. We have the temptation. Again, even if everyone has, but if one little kid puts on the fire, so no one was mekayim. So you have to throw it into the fire. Not to give them to put into the fire.
The mitzvah is not on kama chesed, that it should be burned.
No, there's no. The whole reason for Rabbi is to make a mitzvah as chometz. The shail is how we melave tzchus and 90%, 95% of Klal Yisrael that don't give every little kid to do it, and they let the little kids take charge of the fires like Bayou. Yeah, what is the pshat? So the limud tzchus and the people that are not marked in the schumre. I'll tell you maybe before that. The Moshe Sternbuch is very into the schumre. He says that he has another schumre inside the schumre. He says that, why you have to do the Sreifas Chometz? Choshe to Rabbi Yudah, it be your Chometz on a Sreifa. There's a lot of Rishonim that Chometz she'enu b'rishusoi, you're not able b'lirua b'limotze. So the minute that you put it down on the floor, you're not able b'lirua b'limotze. So you can't make a mitzvah Sreifa. So he's marked me to make the fire in the house. Again, if you put it in the street, not everybody knows what is the key with Tashmis. Oh, so you could throw it straight into the fire.
It's a communal fire.
If you put it in the floor, it's not, you're not everybody anymore. So what are you burning it? So if you put it straight into the fire, or if we learn the Sugya of test, you put Caleb, use your big dish that is yours. So in America it's not such a problem because you have backyards and it's a soil, it can be a shasakon a little bit to do it inside the house. What is the limud schus that most people don't are not into this chumah so much? Yeah, and the tzad sheni, everyone is makpid to bring chometz. The pshat is that. Be'etzem, there's no chiyuv to be yaitzer Rav Yehuda. It's only stam a minute to be yaitzer Rav Yehuda and be chometz on a sreifa. But even lefi Rav Yehuda, Rav Chaim and Sefer explains that the cheftz of the mitzvah is only after zman ha'isu. Koydus man ha'isu is be'etzem pashtes no chiyuv gomu from shitas Rav Yehuda. It was a Rashi daf Choftes. So Ba'etzem, this inyan of sreifa is more to show the inyan. It's not mamish to be yoytzer Rabbi Yehuda, because en biruchamet al sreifa lefi Rabbi Yehuda avadetz oni b'sreifa. But Reb Chaim explains in sefer that the kiyum of tashbisu is took lefi Rabbanan. If I don't have chometz, it's enough to make a tashbisu. For Rabbi Yehuda, I have to make a ma'ase hashbose. But Reb Chaim in sefer says that the ma'ase hashbose is only after zman ha'isu. And we do the sreifa before zman ha'isu. It's to show the act. Chometz we burn. I remember 5 years ago, more 7 years ago, there was a whole tumult that they found out that the shaitels are from India, Shafra Verizor. So all the Gdolim burned down the shaitels, yeah? The Mishpacha. Chaim Kanievsky, they made a broche, Levi Rav Verizor Ma'arzenu, Laki Rav Verizor Ma'arzenu when he burned it. So I remember a big shayla back and forth, and then it was Motzei Shabbos that I came to Nachlot that I'm also burning. So I took all of the shekels that we had in the house. I took all my kids, went down to the forest. I took all the kids around me. I thought I wanted to tell you. I said, I don't know if I'll be with you in another 90 years, 100 years. I don't know. But I wanted to tell you. I know it's a shayla if it's Avodah Zarah or not. Some rabbis in America don't think that it's Avodah Zarah. Some say that it is Avodah Zarah. It's chashash. But I want you to remember, Avos Aviseinu in Sfarad in Spain went on the fire for Shema Yisrael. You remember that when you were kids, it was a suffix of a desire. It was a lot of money, but it was a suffix of a desire. And your parents didn't think twice and they burned it because we were against a desire. I remember all the kids ran over to me and they asked me, Abba, we could throw one shekel in? So I'm saying, sometimes you can do the same thing for fruit and you can make it nice. The inyan of sefer chometz was that everyone will see chometz be burned. In Pesach, chometz is not allowed to have. Lo yiro v'lo yimotze. This is the reason the meaning was, so you give it to the kid. Every family is busy with it to do the sefer chometz. It's not mamish to mekayim the shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe if you then, kemiyashu the people that are not makpid to be yoytzer the chumre. But if you want to be makpid, again, to have a kezayis, or the kezayis, to have a kind of mitzvah. It's a kezayis, and you do the sreif for yourself, or you put it into the fire. The kids could put it on the fire, but you have to drop it in. Next week will not be a shir. Maybe in the middle of the week, we'll see what the show will be.
Also, are you also coming twice once a month?
What's the meaning of bringing the Gimel Minim in the
fire? What?
The Gimel Minim in the fire.
It's a stam, it's a meaning that the stam is the one mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah.
If you're doing the renting the room off the parents or through your car, do you make a, is it a bracha? Do you make a bracha?
You can make a bracha, but the best thing is if you ask for a bracha, you can. They can't have
a bracha.
Russell.